What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with episode 500 of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are, episode 500. I have to be completely honest with you. I am absolutely surprised that this series has been allowed to remain here on YouTube for so damn long. I mean, seriously, I am literally talking about men who take matters into their own hands and offline the women in their lives that have crossed them, that have disrespected them, that have pushed them to the point of no return. I'm surprised. However, I'm going to keep going. We're going to get this thing all the way up as far as I can until I decide to either leave YouTube altogether or they just flat terminate the channel. And even if they do terminate the channel, guess what? There's still MGTOW.TV, and some of my old works are over on BitChute, some of the earliest episodes. So yeah, like we always say, this is a series that will never run out of content. A well that will never run dry. As long as there is female fuckery around the world, there will always be a percentage of men who will just say, fuck it, I'm taking matters into my own hands. Now, as we like to see, episodes 100 has become a tradition in this series. And what is that tradition? All bets are off. No time limits, no nothing. So yeah, these are the craziest stories. Now, this particular article was published on the 11th of May, 2024. Quote unquote, she cheated on me too. Man in Indonesia offlines his wife with a toothbrush because she didn't cook for him. Yes, gentlemen, you heard that correct. A toothbrush. This man literally took out the biggest cavity of his life. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. In a marriage or a relationship, there is never a good reason to get physical with each other, even though personally, I beg to differ. A man in Indonesia, however, lost his control after putting up with his cheating wife for a long time. Her deception was not only the main motive for the man to carry out the termination, but also for the fact his wife was lazy. Quote unquote, every time I came home, I had to eat by myself because she didn't cook. When I asked her to do house chores, she would say no. The 23-year-old suspect said, the wife would tell him, quote unquote, "I am not the maid in this house." Put a major pin right there. The suspect also hated when his mother-in-law, as we all know, the monster-in-law, interfered in their marriage problems. After losing control, he choked his wife and stabbed her. No, he shanked her with a toothbrush that was sharpened into a pointy weapon. The termination took place in Tanjung Batu, Kota, according to a report. The suspect also said he had seen his wife cheating with other men a lot of times in hotel rooms. The authorities said they managed to catch the suspect when he was trying to run away. Quote unquote, "It's heartbreaking to see a marriage ruined by deceptions and irresponsibilities. Regardless, termination is not how you get away from the problems. And we're glad the husband is not getting away from the termination." Well. Gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will continue to say this in regards to unfaithful wives. You women are playing with extreme fire. This woman in particular, let's circle back to what she said. "I am not a maid in this house." Now, where would an Indonesian woman get that talking point from? That's right, Western feminism. Yes, sir. As we all know, Western feminism is infecting every society on the planet. However, there are some societies that say, no, we're going to keep control over our women. And if they don't want to fulfill their role, they will be appropriately punished. Look no further than the one place that I love to refer to where I talk about this topic. Good old Afghanistan. Yeah, we know. We saw what happened when our boys over in the T-Band retook Afghanistan after America ran away. Yeah, they took care of business real damn quick, and they reestablished who was in charge real damn quick. But yeah, this woman was lazy and she was a cheater. Oh yeah, it was only a matter of time before that man either walked away or he put on the mask like he did. Now, of course, people want to say whenever a husband puts on the mask, he should have walked away. He should have did this. He should have did that. Blah, 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 blah. Why is it that always he should have? Never she should have. That goes into the deep psychological programming that a lot of men have. Never blame the woman, even if she is 100% to blame. Nope, it's always the man's fault. It's his reaction that he should control, not her cause. Yeah, right. No. Nope. Yeah. More and more men are no longer dealing with this. They're no longer accepting the disrespect from the women in their lives. A lot of wives have gotten away with disrespect, especially over here in America, because of all the laws that are slanted toward them. However, a lot of foreign women think that just because they have that feminist study over there, that they have the same laws. No. They seem to forget this one crucial element. Even women over here forget this one crucial element. The police, all of the protection that they think they have is only reactionary. The police only come after the man has decided to take matters into his own hands. And that's right there is something that women simply refuse to accept. Oh, I can call the police. Well, guess what? When you call the police, I still have time to do what I want to do with you. I can dispatch you in any way that I deem fit. And a lot of women, they find out their lesson all too late. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down in their home. I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution, the toothbrush of terror. You know I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. He tried to get away, so the police had to run him down. I'm going to give that a 50. For the brutality factor, he put hands around her neck, set Circle William on her, but then he finished her off with a good old shanking. Stab, 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 stab. So I'm going to give that a 45. And for the uniqueness factor, a toothbrush. First time I've done that as a weapon. So I'm going to give that a 40. Now, they did not name this man. However, I'm good at giving names. So we're going to call him Toothbrush Topon and give him a score of 190. Ah, yes, gentlemen. Yes. Boy, boy, boy. I'm going to reiterate. This is a series that will never run dry of content, especially for the episodes in the hundreds. Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to give me something that's going to be absolutely demonic for episode 600. Yeah, gentlemen, this is going to be fun. But yeah, people always will say, well, you're talking about men, you know, offlining women. Hey, I've said this before, and I say it again. I don't condemn or condone men taking matters into their own hands. However, it simply is what it is. I'm not going to these men and saying, hey, offline your wife or offline your girlfriend or offline your ex-wife or your baby mama. No, these are men who decided, you know what? I've been pushed beyond my limit. I've been pushed beyond my line. So yeah, since I can't get justice from society, I'm going to take matters into my own hands and take retribution instead. So who is really to blame? Is it the man who reacts to a situation caused by the woman in his life? Or is it society and its refusal to actually punish women for what they do to men? My money's on society. Yeah. That is where my money would lie. That is where my money would be bet on. Because we live in a society that simply refuses to appropriately punish women for their misdeeds. So yes, this is why you have men who say, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Hey, it is what it is. She's not the first. She won't be the last. And guess what? This series ain't going anywhere. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women around the world, wives, girlfriends, ex-wives, baby mamas, all of you, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally and totally damn clear. The power you think your society grants you, the protection you think that your society grants you, it can, and it almost always goes out. Feminism in the West and the spread of feminism to non-Western countries, and you believing that you non-Western women have the same mentality as Western women, you better understand that's going to go out right along with it, because more and more men day by day are losing their patience with you. A lot of men have lost their patience and decided to simply walk away. However, for a lot of men, walking away no longer becomes an option when a level of betrayal is visited upon them that they simply cannot let go. And yes, infidelity is one of those betrayals that a lot of men simply cannot let go of because of everything that they invested into you. So yeah, I'm going to finish out with the crowning statement of this series. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, i.e. taking matters into his own hands and dirt napping you, he will act up to and including lethal action. Yeah, there are a lot of men out here who are simply saying, you know what? If only I could get away with it, I would put this woman 6 feet deep. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Yeah, losing all my hope, yeah, I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.